Hi, I'm Blue, your host and coach helping you create the life and business of your dreams. Welcome back to The Journey with Blue. As much as we love entrepreneurship, we all know that bringing your dreams to life at times can be isolating, stressful, and can take you through a real mental health loop. Our health is our ultimate wealth and should be the foundation and priority for us all. In this conversation, my friend and therapist, Ariane Byron, specifically serves and speaks to the needs of entrepreneurs. She gets exactly what you're going through. She shares with us the mindfulness activities and practices so that our emotional and mental health and our lives will help us lead to financial wealth in our businesses. Ariane, I thank you for joining me on this couch. I feel like we probably should, you're usually the one asking the questions and like sending people through therapy. So I'm sure people always come to your couch. Yeah. So we're reversing roles today.
I know, I love that.
But you are a therapist. Yeah. Specifically, you support entrepreneurs.
I do.
And I think that's so important because for years, you know, I started my first business immediately after college.
Yeah.
So like this entrepreneur life is like all I know.
Yeah.
Have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah.
But for years when I would go to the doctor for different things, even like the dermatologist, like they would look at me and be like, well, this is coming from stress.
Yeah.
Right? And they were like, are you stressed? And I'm like, no, I'm not stressed. I'm out here. I'm okay. And then I'm like, Michelle, yes, you are. Like, you are living in such an uncertain, like, high stress. Like, it's just so much that comes at you.
All the time.
Right? All the time that I didn't even realize that I was living in a state that was not my optimal. And so I had to check in. And I don't think I really realized like how much stress and how much like mentally unwell I was until the pandemic.
Wow.
Yes. And the reason is because everything stopped. And I just had me in the silence and the stillness to check in. And one of the things you say is that your mental health is connected to your wealth.
Absolutely.
And I was like, oh, that's good. And that's real.
So real.
And I don't think people realize that. Because we think about mental health as like this thing that's detached from our businesses and our productivity and the results. But if you are not well, there's no way that you can be well in your business.
Absolutely no way.
And in comes Ariane, a therapist for entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Yes. So you see this all the time.
Absolutely. Of course. When you're explaining your experience with stress, I mean, you think about the just the longevity it takes to reach to a place in your business where you felt comfortable. I mean, you know that in the journey with Blue, you know, it takes years. And in those years that it takes to for you to elevate, you're putting in a lot of work. And sometimes you feel the pressure of always having to work.
Right.
And always having to strive and always trying to be better. But where's the break? Where's the compassion for yourself? When are you cheering yourself on? And sometimes in entrepreneurship, you're going so much that you don't stop and say, oh wait, I just did that. That was so cool, right? Yeah. Your next step is like, okay, what are we gonna do with this content that we're here creating?
It's like on to the next, right?
Yeah.
I think, I mean, and that's kind of just like with society, even social media.
Yes.
It's like we feel like we constantly have to be moving. We constantly have to be creating. And I remember there was an entrepreneur that I know, and she had just got this great opportunity. Actually, Renee from third season, she had just gotten her film. She did that on Netflix.
Okay.
And we were having a conversation, and I was like, well, what's next? And she's like, I'm actually like enjoying this moment.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right? Because we're always like moving, that we don't get to enjoy the place that we are.
Right.
Right? Because society is telling us we have to be striving. It's the whole hustle or die, do or die.
My God.
Because
hustle culture.
Because it all has to be done now.
Yes.
Right? Because we don't have a tomorrow.
Urgency. Yes. It's the urgency. The
false sense of urgency.
Right.
And that can be so detrimental to us.
Absolutely.
And so I want to know, because that was my reality for so long.
Right.
And it still comes up for me. I had to catch myself sometimes. Yeah. But as a therapist, like, what should we be doing? Because I can't say, like, okay, Blue, like, stop completely.
Yeah.
That's not real. But it's like, how do I integrate, like, wellness and living well into my everyday?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's like a few things. One, you have to recognize that the rate that you're going isn't sustainable.
Yeah.
Just like you said, without the pandemic, you might not have been able to be aware and comfortable enough to be honest with yourself.
Didn't even know what my body was feeling.
Right.
And I don't know. I just like was not my best self.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that until I was put into a different environment, into a different situation.
Yeah, that usually because we're running on all of this fuel to do so many things, we're not operating in excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in all of these different areas, when you are the CEO, the social media manager, the email marketer.
Yes. When you're starting from the bottom, you are all of the things.
You are all of the things.
Yes.
So how is it, it's not really possible for you to be excellent in all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So one is self-awareness, being aware that this is a problem for you, being aware and accepting that there's a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then once you do that, then you can start identifying safe places for you to unwind and decompress, you know.
So first with the awareness, and I think this is important, even like I'm saying, like the stillness, one of the things that helped me was like journaling.
Yes.
And actually like writing down how I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And also being able to identify a little bit better, like what were my triggers?
Right.
Because like we say awareness, and it's like, okay, like we feel like because we are ourselves and we're with ourselves.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yes. Because they're like, no, this is my body. I live in my body. I feel my emotions.
Yeah,
but it's like,
I know what's going on.
Are you really?
Yeah.
And so it's like we also have to take the time to truly gain like that deeper awareness.
We have to be honest with ourselves.
Mm.
We have to be courageous enough to not lie.
That's a hard reality, right? Because it's not always something that we want to know or that we're even in a place where we can truly admit.
Exactly, because it doesn't feel safe, right? Like a lot of times we're not honest with ourselves, because if we are honest with ourselves, then we're gonna have to admit X, Y, and Z. And that X, Y, and Z would make us, you know, we'll place judgment on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, well, if X, Y, and Z exist, then I'm a horrible person.
Or
I must not work hard enough. Or, you know, I'm horrible entrepreneur and I'm just disorganized.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of these thoughts.
It's like doomsday.
Yeah, it's like doomsday.
Dun, dun,
it's
dun,
like
dun.
Horrible, right?
Yes.
But when we acknowledge that everything is not okay right now and I'm not managing well and be honest about I might need to ask for help, then we can get the help.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot get the help, we cannot get the relief, we cannot hire the people that we need to hire until we admit to ourselves that I can't do it all.
Right. And that I'm feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not how I should continue
right.
to be able to show up for myself, for my family, for the people around me.
Yeah.
For the people that I serve.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times people don't want to stop because they think, well, I will like be disappointing like, my clients or disappointing my family. But you don't understand. It's like if you are not taken care of, then you can't pour out to anybody.
I was just talking to one of my clients about the idea of stopping, right? So it's like when we go to the gym and we're like working out, we're like, I'm in it.
Yes.
And then you like have a break where you don't go for like a week and you tell yourself, oh, I've stopped going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound encouraging? No. Does that get you back there?
No.
No, but when we say, oh, I've taken a break, or I can get back to it, mm-hmm. or I didn't go today.
Yeah.
Using language that's more present versus just universal.
Yeah, like this blanket statement of like, I've stopped. Girl, it's only been 4 days.
It's been 4 days.
Give me some time.
You haven't stopped doing anything. Mm-hmm. If you walk in there, you'll know exactly what to do and pick up exactly where you left off.
I love that.
We all need, there's stop signs all over the world. Mm-hmm. There's red lights all over the world.
Yeah.
We have to stop. Mm-hmm. Our cars park. Like everything else.
Yeah, and I think
it's easy to stop with us.
Changing our perspective.
Yes.
Of like you said, it's not a definitive end.
No.
But this is what I need in this moment so I can be my best self.
Yeah. And be kind to yourself about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's not the end of the world that you didn't go to the gym for the last 4 days.
Yes. But you know, we all, like you said, the whole hustle culture.
Yeah.
We're looking on the outside. Mm-hmm. We're seeing where people are and we're like, I gotta get there with comparison.
Yeah.
And so everything feels like I gotta.
Right.
And you know, that truly, that's such a, I guess, like a place of lack,
mm-hmm.
right? A scarcity mm-hmm. mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real. I like that you pointed that out. Yeah,
that's a scarcity mindset, and that never feels good when you're not
right.
When you're like not in control, and when you're right. in lack.
Yes.
So I think that's something.
Yeah, because when you tell yourself that you're stopping, that means that you'll never have an opportunity to start.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that mindset that it's like definite and it's over with,
right?
When do you get an opportunity to do again?
Right.
Especially, no matter if you're alive,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't even matter the age.
Right.
If you have breath in your body, you have an opportunity to start.
Mm. Yes, it's never too late to start. And I love that because you're saying the awareness.
Right.
Right. And within the awareness, also having, like you said, having the safe space.
Yes.
So what does that look like?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times people aren't able to express themselves without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We judge ourselves so much.
The worst.
Rip us.
Boom, 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 boom.
To shreds.
Yes.
Okay.
We like, we knock ourselves out every day.
Every day.
With our words.
With
and
our
self-talk. Pressure.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when we, it's very important. It's like imperative for us to be in spaces where the person who we're talking to is not judging us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're already judging ourselves.
Okay.
So when I express this, I already have an idea of how bad or how good or how much I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm needing is a listening ear that's going to not have a reaction to what I have to say.
Right.
Right?
And I would say sometimes that's hard for entrepreneurs because like we already in so many ways feel like we're alone and that we're isolated.
Yes.
And that if we tell some of our family and our friends that we're struggling,
right.
that they're automatically gonna be like, girl, I told you not to take that leap. I told you not to quit that
job. Or they just don't understand because they're not entrepreneurs.
Or they just don't understand.
Yeah.
Right? There's been so much that I've gone through where I'm like, who can I talk to that's gonna get it, that's gonna connect,
right?
Who's gonna also encourage me to continue in this space in a healthy way.
Yeah, that's exactly why I started the Hype Community.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of programs out here building wealth, like, right? You want to make some money, you want to hit six figures, join this, join that. And those are great. We need those motivational business environments.
Yes.
But we also need spaces where, how you feeling about your entrepreneurship journey this month since you didn't hit your numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Or how are you feeling about getting on the biggest stage that you've ever been on in your career?
Yes.
You know, like those are spaces where we need other entrepreneurs who are just as courageous, just as brave, taking just as big as a risk as we are.
Because it is risky.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's scary. And each moment of it is scary.
Oh.
Like,
I be
literally.
For people who think I don't be scared, I promise you, I am scared every step of the
every
way.
Every step of the way.
Because you don't know.
Yeah, it's totally uncertain. Right. It's you, God, if you believe in him, you know, that's where your faith aligns.
Yes.
And that's it.
And that's it, yes.
Yeah.
But I think it is important, like you said, to find communities, to find mm-hmm. spaces where you can connect, where you can be your truest self. Like, you yeah. can let it all out.
Like, be transparent.
So you yeah. can be transparent and so you can breathe.
Right.
Because for so long, I thought that I had to constantly show up as perfect.
Right.
And constantly show up like I had the answers and that I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And
I got this. Yeah, I got this. Everybody has that.
Yes.
And as an entrepreneur, yes. you need a balance of the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are a little, you know, all of our wires like up
yes.
there. Because we are completely banking on something that we cannot see.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you need a little, you got to have a little Hov in you.
Yes.
You need a little Jay-Z.
You do.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, for me, like, I didn't feel like I could share those things. And so mm-hmm. I had all this energy kind of
yeah.
just like pent up.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't express.
Well, express what? Sorry. You know, I got
to. Ooh, look at her. Now her flipping this flip on.
I can't help it.
It just flipped on me.
I had to move. I've been holding it back this whole time.
What did I feel? Like I said, I felt alone.
Mm-hmm.
I felt ashamed. Because I felt like I should be further.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little disappointed in myself
yeah.
because I wasn't getting the results
mm-hmm.
and doing the things that I truly felt like I could do.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
So
That's a big one.
It was a lot of emotions, but
yeah.
I had to free myself from that.
Yes.
And in my freedom, I found my peace.
Oh, I love that.
But it was hard. It was
yeah.
a lot of work.
Yeah.
I would say it was hard. It required me to be intentional
yeah.
about who I was
mm-hmm.
and where I wasn't.
Yeah.
And be able to, like, come to terms with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think so much, like, when we think about anxiety,
yeah.
we're grappling because we expect things to be different than the reality.
Right.
And I had to let that go. I had to come to terms with where I was
mm-hmm.
and know that, like, this is where I am, but this is not where my ultimate end,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I think, yeah, I just had to let that pressure off of
yeah.
myself go. And I think so many times entrepreneurs, like, we're pounding it on from ourselves,
mm-hmm.
from, like, you know, outside culture. We
yeah.
have so many benchmarks of life of, like,
yeah.
oh, I'm 30,
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed
mm-hmm.
to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm this year in my business. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
you have to let that go. You have to find a space where you feel safe
right.
to be able to share that and release that. Because
yep.
you actually can't move forward in your business into your well.
No, you cannot.
You know, and I think you said this on your social media page. You
mm-hmm.
said your success
mm-hmm.
is a direct reflection of your mental health.
Yes.
And so that is so important. That's so key.
Yeah. And I work as a therapist, but I'm also an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel these things too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know when I'm going through things and my business is suffering.
Yeah.
I know when I'm not showing up the best for my clients, when they're not getting the best therapist out there, or just the best therapist that I can be.
Yeah.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm personally going through my things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that you also shared your ability and decision to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I had to free myself. I knew that that wasn't it.
Yeah.
And it was hard realities.
Yeah.
It was hard to look
sure.
in the mirror and see that.
Mm-hmm.
But no longer could I, like, suppress
mm-hmm.
and diminish
mm-hmm.
who I was.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, it's so
yeah.
freeing.
It is.
Because I can talk about where I was, where
mm-hmm.
I am,
mm-hmm.
and not have any type of shame
yeah.
around it. It's
yeah.
like, I own this.
Yeah, this
I
is me.
I own my story.
Yeah.
I own where I am. I own my failures. I, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm just so thankful that I had
yeah.
to let it all go.
Yeah.
So that I could gain all the things that I truly wanted in this
right.
life.
Right. So that you can attract the more, mm-hmm. the better, the greater. Like yes. you said, like stepping outside of that scarcity mindset that what I'm doing right now is the last stop for me.
Yes.
Like this is it. Like, oh my gosh. I'm not where I want to be. Therefore, I'm never going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why we think that.
Yeah.
But in entrepreneurship, it's easy to get into our own heads because we are on this isolated, determined journey, solo-dolo. And we hire people to hopefully be just as passionate about our dreams, mm-hmm. but no one will be able to birth this baby
yeah.
the way that we did.
Yes. We labor it.
Yes.
We carry it. We cultivate it.
Absolutely.
And so there's so much attachments to it.
Absolutely.
It's going to succeed if it's not.
Mm-hmm. And what we determine is not succeeding.
Right. And so mm-hmm. that all can be so crippling.
Yes.
Right. And so I think, again, going back to what you're saying, like the awareness, mm-hmm. figuring out your triggers,
mm-hmm.
kind of rewiring your words to yourself.
Yep. Perspective.
The perspective. Change the perspective. Just mm-hmm. shift a little bit.
Yeah. Try opposite thinking. Mm-hmm. So, like, sometimes if we're in, like, a tough situation, right, and we're like, oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
As simple as saying, nah, this is easy, can really just
yes.
change the way your whole brain just even, you know, digests what's going on in front of you.
Yes. And I think when you say something like that from this is hard to this is easy, it's like even like your body like
language.
Physically changes.
Absolutely.
I think you like open up more, like your
yeah.
facial expression
yeah.
changes.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like a mind trick, but
yes.
it's like, but truly, who said it was hard? You made
hard.
That up, so why not just say that it's easy?
Exactly. So. Yeah, opposite thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I won't be able to get this deal. What if they do? What if I do lock
yes.
in this deal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just the possibilities and perspective of something else other than what's leaving you stuck.
Mm, I love that.
Small, but it can make a huge impact.
Yes. What else did you
yeah.
say? Because like I said, I want to make this real, the small daily things that
yeah,
people
yeah,
can
yeah.
implement
yeah.
That can really like shift and open
yeah.
us up and free us to
yeah.
all the
so you don't necessarily need a family or a friend or even a therapist to be honest with yourself. I tell people all the time, if you don't have enough courage to be honest with someone else, then practice journaling, making voice recordings, saying how you feel it in the moment.
Yes.
So that's one thing that you can do. Also, the opposite thinking. And you can also like, you know, pour into the things that you love to do. Explore your old childhood enjoyments, the things, reconnect with your childlike
mm-hmm.
self. Like,
yes.
do jump around the room, listen to music, laugh, dance, like, go jump on go to a trampoline park.
Yes.
Like, adults can go to trampoline parks. Like, do something that's going to reignite your joy and remind you of other things outside of your business.
Yes. I think that's so, I mean, simple, great, but
yeah.
really mind-blowing.
Yes.
Because even myself, like, I would get so consumed with my business.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I was
20%.
Thinking about.
I know.
That's all I cared about.
Right.
And I looked up, and I was, like, not showing up as my best self in the other areas of my life.
Right.
Or I wasn't feeding just, like, the other passions and things that Blue loves to do.
Yes.
Right? Like, I love dancing. I love going to the gym. And
yeah.
I love spending time with my friends or traveling
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may
yeah.
be. And I think that's so important is that
yes.
we realize that these businesses are not us.
Right.
This is not our life.
Right.
It is a part of our life.
Right.
But it's not all. It's not our end
no.
all be all. And
no.
so I think that's also something important
yeah.
is that we realize that the businesses contribute to our life is not our defining moment
no,
of our life.
Absolutely. When I introduce myself, I say that I work as a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say I am a therapist.
Yes. Oh, that's good. And
yeah.
that's another just like small altering.
Absolutely.
It's like not taking this on as our identity
no.
so much.
No, because if I say I am a therapist, you are already going to have this idea of who I am and you know, what I'm gonna say, what comes out my mouth. People are like, oh, can you read my mind? I'm like, no, I cannot. But seriously, and it helped me also get comfortable and confident with being myself too, outside of being a therapist. Like, I'm not gonna get caught up in this one area. I am.
And I will say that's something that I learned when I went through like my first failure in my business. And this is what I share with Dr. Joy from Therapy from Black Girls, is I went through such a transitional time because, like I said, I started my first business right out of college. And so Blue was Benet, was my business. And I didn't know how to show up as myself apart from what I had created. And so when that didn't go as planned and was a failure, then I'm like, is Blue a failure? And I truly had to go through this relearning of who was I apart from anything that I create? And to again have that mental like foundation and fortitude of knowing who I am apart from all of this, apart from what anyone says that I am, apart from any identity. And I think that also was super key for me.
Absolutely. But you had to do the work. You had to look on yourself. You had to acknowledge who you were. You had to be honest with yourself. You had to spend time with yourself. Like, a lot of times in entrepreneurship, we're constantly talking to other people, but from a space, from a hat. That is our entrepreneur hat. It's our business hat. It's not necessarily from us.
It's like the things I should be saying and the things I should be doing. It's like the kind of like textbook information. But it's like, well, what do you have to share and give in this?
And that's another reason why I even started Emotional Exchange. Like, that's like my millennial baby. It's the way that I can talk about feelings by mentioning, you know, pop culture in the 90s and, you know, just like talking from me. Like, this is what I experienced in my life with my mental health, and I hope that my stories inspire you.
And I love that. And I love, like, you're saying, like, our feelings are kind of like a roadmap. And they, you know, tell us so much information for us. And we have to create the space for the silence, for the stillness, not to have to wait for a pandemic to shut the world down.
They're signals, not necessarily a map. They're signals.
So tell me the difference.
So like a signal, like anxiousness, right? Like, we'll feel our bodies getting hot, you know, you might get a little sweaty, you might start shaking your foot, you'll feel the nerves physiologically, right? That is a message from your brain saying that you are encountering something that's not all the way comfortable, that's not all the way familiar, that's not all the way safe. Without the feelings of anxiety, we could be walking down the street and not know that somebody is behind us. Right? So we need those signals to tell us that something is wrong. But sometimes the signals are not the map of where we should go. For instance, I'm sitting on this couch. I could be anxious. My anxious brain will tell me, get out of here. This is way too scary. Look at these lights. Oh my God. But that's not the map that I should follow that's going to elevate me. It's a message telling me that, girl, you're a little nervous. But then you take it up a notch. Okay, what are you nervous about? Right? Am I nervous about meeting with Blue? Am I nervous that this is going to be on YouTube? Like, what what am I nervous about? Right? And then you speak to that and reassure yourself, like, okay, but don't you want to be on YouTube? Okay. Aren't you excited about the information that you're sharing? You know? So just kind of exploring the anxiousness or whatever you're feeling, the overwhelm, sad, happy, joy. Instead of just signing it off.
I like that because, and that's true, feelings are not fact.
No, they're not.
And so many times we take them on as like, oh, if I'm feeling scared, then I shouldn't do this. And that's not the case. And so, again, it takes you being able to have these conversations with yourself and ask yourself some specific questions of, well, what does this feeling mean? And like you said, even thinking about physiologically, well, what is my body doing? And so what are some of those questions that you would ask, like, mm-hmm. walk somebody through and coach mm-hmm. them to be able to detach like their feelings from fact.
Yeah, well, one, I use a feelings wheel. It's like a therapist tool, but anybody can use it. You can download it, you can look up feelings wheel. Mm-hmm. I have one attached on the top of my Instagram page. And a big struggle with us is that we don't have the language mm-hmm. to describe what we're experiencing.
Yes.
Like all the time, we're not mad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're disappointed. Sometimes we feel let down. You know, sometimes we are feeling overwhelmed, or sometimes we are feeling just discouraged.
Yeah.
These are different emotions, but sometimes we just lump them up.
I know. We just say angry.
I'm or sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
it's
sad.
Just like this whole blanket. And it's like, okay.
Yes.
So it's to peel kind of that layer back a little
yeah.
bit more.
So once, if you want to step it up a notch, you look at that, identify what that feeling is, right? And then you say, oh, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Why am I disappointed? Mm-hmm. What disappointed me? Mm-hmm. And you just reflect. It's like a moment of reflection. I think entrepreneurs, we're always on the go.
Yeah.
So the idea of stopping and taking and yielding in your steps mm-hmm. is like so life-changing.
Yes.
We can give ourselves permission to yield, to take a break. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yes.
Like, it's okay.
And we can find our power in our rest.
Yes.
In the silence.
Right.
In the turning off our social media.
Right.
In the not watching another show.
Right.
In the not being involved with other people and feeling like we have yeah. to respond to the emails immediately.
Yes. Or the text messages.
Yes.
And balancing those work emails with your personal messages. Like,
yes.
That all gets overwhelming very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I just talked to 20 people on emails, and then your girlfriends are like, hey, girl, what's going on?
Yes.
You're like, I really don't even have the energy to be excited to text you back.
Right, right. And I think
yeah.
we have to look at self
mm-hmm.
and give ourselves the priority that we give everything else in our businesses.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. like you said, if we're not well, our businesses can't be well.
No.
And our mental health is a direct reflection to our success.
Absolutely.
And so we have to give ourselves that time.
Yeah, because if you stay on this train and you boop, boop, make it, what are you going to be left with?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you've never taken that pause to know yourself, you think you're going to know yourself after you done made your millions and
yes.
sold your business?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't just appear.
Yes.
So I want to encourage entrepreneurs to do it as early as possible. Rather than waiting, why do you have to wait to hit this goal, achievement, to learn and spend time with yourself?
Yes. And you know, I think sometimes we just think that like once we hit the six figures, once we hit the million, once we hit whatever arbitrary goal we've set for ourselves,
right.
that like mm-hmm. then I'll have the time.
Yeah.
Or then
I'll start journaling.
Then I'll be better. And it's like,
no,
that's not how that works.
No.
You actually can't get to that place and fully enjoy it.
Right.
If you're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah. And honestly, you can't get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you're not going to be there and be present. You're not going to really be there. Being there is being able to, like you said, enjoy
right.
and be present and acknowledge who you are. But if you can't look in the mirror and be happy with yourself, then you're not wealthy.
That's not wealth.
That's not wealth.
Yeah. You can have the money, you can have the riches,
yeah.
cash in the bank, cash in the pocket, and still be empty.
Yes.
And still
absolutely.
Be poor.
And still be poor.
Right.
Yeah.
Still be in lack.
Yes. Scarcity mindset.
Yes.
Yeah. And you would think that, oh, because I don't have... Here's the battle. Entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. man, you know, it's a constant struggle. I don't have a scarcity mindset. Look at everything that I've created. Look at
yes.
how many people that I've touched and changed lives. There's no way, it's impossible for me to have a scarcity mindset. But something in you told you, you told yourself that you didn't have enough time to spend time with you.
Mm.
That sounds like scarcity
yes.
to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
And I've never thought about it that way.
Yes.
And so that, you know, it challenges me to keep looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
To never, like, allow myself to get to the point where I don't feel connected, where I'm not like in my body, I'm not in my mind, I'm not like present to my experience,
right,
and knowing what's going on around me and how well I'm doing. And the pandemic was a good moment for me to sit my behind down and gain that clarity. But that's one of the things I've realized is like, I can't allow life to come back and pick back up and I lose that, because that was one of the most valuable things that gave me. And that clarity allows me now to create from a different place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, it has freed me energetically.
Yes.
I can give differently. I can give more fully, more in abundance, because I am taking care of Blue first.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing for all of us to realize.
All of us. We have to show up for ourselves so that we can serve, so that we can be well, so that we can be wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be... We've been through way too much to get to these points of wealth and not enjoy it.
Yeah.
What is... That doesn't seem exciting to me.
Yeah. To not enjoy it and not to have life around it.
With it.
With
it. Enjoying every step.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be times where... Like, sacrifice is one thing, right?
Yeah.
You may have... We all have to sacrifice. If you are pouring X amount of hours into your business, then that will be taken away from time with your family.
Yeah.
And if you're spending X amount of time with your family, you ain't answering emails, so it is taken away. There is no balance.
Yes.
There is no balance.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be a teeter-totter with this thing, right? But let's get comfortable with where we choose to be.
Yes.
If today I'm choosing to be in my business instead of going to the birthday party, or then I'm going to be present, I'm going to show up, I'm going to be excellent in whatever I'm doing. And then when I spend time with my family, I'm going to be my best self and I'll be excellent. But in between those times, you got to spend time with you so that you'll have enough.
Yes.
But if you don't, and you're constantly just ping-ponging, you're losing. You're losing who you are.
I love that. And, you know, that's the whole thing about this. It's like, yes, I want to create this business and I want to be bold and big and bring these things to life. But I want to do it well.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure when I get there, then I am the best version of Blue.
Yeah.
Along with it.
Yeah.
So I needed this. You've taught me so much, even in this conversation. And I know it's given a level of freedom and peace of mind to someone else.
Yes.
And I thank you.
You are welcome.
You. This is so important.
Yes.
Such an important work, because everyone doesn't get our process, our journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, you are creating a space. You're creating a voice for people who truly need it.
Yeah. I feel my entrepreneurs.
Like,
I was raised by entrepreneurs. Like, it's in my family, it's in my genetics, and I have seen the sacrifices of both of my all of my grandparents and just like how much they give to others and how taxing it can be to always be in service and never of a service of yourself. And I just want to empower so many of us that, you know, you're not taking away from anyone by spending more time with you, by prioritizing you, by setting boundaries with others. Like, it's going to benefit them in the end.
Yes.
This idea of selfishness, there's just so many like nuances that keep us back that are false, you know?
I love it.
And they're not real.
And so. I feel like you just gave me five more conversations that I need to have.
I'm can't
like,
boundaries,
selfishness, like, more to come. I'm like, okay, all of this needs to be broken down for people to truly understand that it's okay.
It's okay. You're not selfish.
You're not selfish.
You love yourself.
Yes.
And loving yourself means that you can love other people.
Yes. And in the boundaries of it all, it's like no can be no.
No can be no.
And it can be just that.
Yes. And saying no is for you. So be proud to say no. Be happy to say no. Actually, I'm not going to be able to go. Actually, I'm not going to be able to do that because I have to do this. or you don't even have to explain. Mm-hmm. Like you said, no is no.
Yeah.
But in your mind, internally, you should be proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that. And that's what I want us to be. To get there, to be proud of our journeys, of who we are, of who we're becoming along the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thank you.
Journey with Blue.
Thank you.
I love
Ari.
This. Of course. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're doing wonderful.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation, and I hope you took some notes. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share with a friend. But the conversation is just the beginning. If you're ready to take action, to step into your purpose, and create the life and business of your dreams, I'm ready to support you along the journey. Head over to thejourneywithblue.com to learn how you can apply to work with me and create results you're proud of. I'll see you next time on The Journey with Blue.